It is that time to talk about what's hot and happening in the community. One thing that's always hot and happening is our health and fitness. And we know with every new year, everybody like, I'm going to hit it hard. This is the year I'm getting in the gym. But skirt, skirt, you got to have some things in order to maintain it as a lifestyle. Talking to my good buddy, you've probably seen her with the KC Cutie. She does community events. She's a fitness instructor, personal trainer, and definitely you can check her out online. My girl, Coach Key. How you doing today, Coach?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Yes, I'm going to try to make it to your 7 a.m. class tomorrow. You know, last week I had a cold and that medicine knocked me out. But one thing I love about you, you always talk about, no matter people's fitness goals, the mindset is so important. Speak on that, Coach, the biggest mistake people make when it comes to setting fitness goals and they mind not connecting.
Right. So many people think it starts on the outside, like, oh, I'm gonna get in the gym, you know, I'm gonna get my body together, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. But really, it all starts before you even step foot in the gym. That's actually my motto, is conquer your mind and your body will follow, because you have to know what you're gonna do. You have to speak it in your mind first before you ever speak it out of your mouth, and for your body to follow what you're gonna do. So if you are not doing that and connecting those two, then you're not going to see the results you want to see.
And you always do some daily affirmations as well, which is important for the mind, because I've noticed, Coach, like some women can come into the gym. I remember I met a lady and she was looking at somebody who's an actual bodybuilder. Like, oh my gosh, I want to look like that. I'm like, sis, slow down. Like, you literally just got here. This is somebody who does this for a living. So it's important to have your own.
Literally just told my client that.
So how important is it to have those affirmations for yourself and your personal goals, not comparing it to what you see next to you on the Stairmaster?
My motto is stay in your lane. Like, if you are focused on your lane, yeah, and your goals, then you don't have time to be looking at the person next to you or admiring them, because you admire yourself and your own goals. Like, everybody's on a different path. Everybody started a different time. We all started from somewhere. Another thing, like, we all started from the bottom, like, mm-hmm, and we build our way up. So you can't be looking at somebody that's what they do for a living. They've been in the game for years. Here you are just getting started, which, not to say, you know, one is better than the other, but you're, mm-hmm, on a different path. So just have your goals, realistic goals at that. Like, don't think you're going to come in the gym too and boom, boom, bam, like, oh, your body going to be banging just like that. Mm-hmm. No, it's a process. You have to have patience, and it takes time. And you can't, don't be on Instagram or these TikTokers. Oh, and, yeah, you know, not all influencers are bad influencers, but some of these influencers, mm-hmm, they will have you thinking like it's the overnight process, and it's not.
And let's get to that, because fitness and health is actually a lifestyle. Coach, what can you tell people who are like, you know, I need to do this not just to get into a dress, not just to go, you know, to the beach this summer and wear my bikini, but to make it an actual lifestyle? What's the key to keeping up with that, Coach Key?
Having it involved in every area of your life. So your mindset, yeah, you coming in the gym, how you eat, that's another thing. Like, mm-hmm, what you put into your body is going to formulate, like, what comes out of it. Like, if you putting trash in your body, you eat McDonald's, you eating whatever, you know, like, just, you don't have no type of plan, then you can't expect to see the results from someone that does. Like, so I went vegan. So that was a huge part of me going vegan, was because I didn't like the way I felt. Mm. Nothing bad for anybody that eats meat. Just, right, my body didn't like meat. So you have to understand, to be able to listen to your body, how your body responds to certain things. Meat, my body didn't respond well. My body didn't respond well to dairy. So once I noticed that, then I removed those things from my diet, and things have been, wow, just much better for me.
Wow, that's really something to think about. Yeah, because what works for you is working for you, and you do have to listen to your body. That includes rest and also knowing what you're, mm-hmm, doing. How important is it for people to actually, if you haven't been in the gym in a while or you're a first-time goer, to take the time to invest in yourself, get with a trainer and some people that know what they are doing to help you?
It definitely is an investment, and that's what I tell everyone when we enter into our relationship, like, versus if you come, like, there's different structures of it. Like I said, different levels to it. So you first starting out, like, for someone that has no idea what they're doing in the gym, and you know that you want this to become a lifestyle, where you want to know, mm-hmm, what you need to be doing as far as your workout plan, Your nutrition plan, your mindset, like all of those things, those are all things that I formulate into the program. So it would, for me, if I was someone that wasn't in this industry, I had a personal trainer before I actually started training. So before I trained myself, I had a personal trainer. And even yet and still, I still have my partners or, you know, friends and things that I would have be a trainer per se to me, because even me, like, I still need that support as well.
Yes, a support system. Well, you always give some good jewels. What is one last tip you want to leave to encourage the people, Coach Key, about getting fitness as a lifestyle, not just a resolution, keeping it going in 2024?
Start how you want to finish. So start this year, 2024, start how you want to finish. Don't start just, you know, mediocre, not having no goals and, you know, just letting things be. No, start how you want to finish. You want to finish strong, you got to start strong.
Yes, and pace yourself. Nothing is overnight at all.
Yes.
Check out more with Coach Key. Go to our socials. That's Coach with a K, K-E-I, Coach Key. And you can check out all has to offer. Some definitely great advice. I appreciate you, sis, and look forward to seeing you prayerfully tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'll see you in the morning.
All right, love. Bye now.
Bye-bye.